Everybody. My name is Wayne Curry. I'm here with the announcements for May the 4th. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box that you can give your tithes in the back. Another way to give is through the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery, infant to 3 years old, and ARC Sunday School, age 4 to grade 5, will be dismissed after the singing time. We'll have a new schedule out for ARC Sunday School at the Welcome Center. Thank you to all of those who have helped out at the church clean up this Saturday. Apparently there was about 30 people, and we really, really appreciate all the help that the people came to offer. Summer Jam Kids Camp is going to run from August 18th to 22nd. Registration is now open. Apparently, we have 20 children sign up already. We're going to have another worship gathering Thursday, May the 8th at 7 p.m. Come with your acoustic instruments and voices. This evening is open to newcomers and the curious, as well as those who are actively involved in church music. We're planning to have a ladies' spring tea Saturday, May the 24th from 1 to 3 p.m. There is a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center and free tickets to attend. If you'd like to pray today, there will be somebody at the back corner to pray with you. Thanks.
Okay, we're going to continue worshiping here. Please feel free to worship how you feel comfortable.
someone rising from the valley. It's all response to you. And you are God, God of the creation. The earth groans and longs to be with you. And where we are, our hearts raise to heaven. Shine with wonder, made pure by perfect love. What a better way to give your world the honor than to bow before the world. You are God, God of all creation. The earth groans and longs to be with you. And where we are, our hearts are raised to heaven. We need to worship you. And you are God, God of all creation. The people groan, they long to be with you. Thank you. regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was God with the precious blood of Jesus. God. There is no other God who can save. There is no other God. There is no one like our God. There is no other God who can save. There is no one like our God.
Can greet each other and kids are dismissed.
Good morning. Again, a big thank you to all those who helped and cleaned yesterday. One of the things I love is you probably saw the painted lines in the front. They're so crisp. Even though we have painted lines, I don't expect you to be able to park in between them, so there's no pressure on you. We just do the painted lines because it looks nice, not that we expect anything. This morning, we're going to use James 1 to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration in James 1, 17, 18, he says, "Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. He chose to give birth to us by giving us his true word. And we, out of all creation, became his prized possession. We come before our great and awesome God as his chosen ones. Let us return our affection and worship to him for his perfection and unchanging glory evidenced in all that he has created." Confession, James 4, 7, 8, 10. So humble yourself before God. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Come close to God and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up in honor. What has drawn you away from God this week? What is it you need to run from? Confess these sins to God, run toward him, and let him lift you up forgiven. Thanksgiving. James contrasts the evil one's influence on worldly wisdom with that of God's heavenly wisdom. James 3, 17, 18. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It's also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. Let us thank God for the wisdom, purity, peacefulness, and gentleness through which he rules and holds all things together. Thank him for the instances in which you have seen his perfect way working in you or those around you this week. Supplication. It encourages us in chapter 5, verse 13, 14, 16. Are any of you suffering hardship? You should pray. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Let us pray with confidence that God hears us and wants to answer us when we call to him in prayer. Let's bring our request before him now. Pray for Tanya, Oliver and Michaela and their family, for David, for Ben and Marge, for Ernie and Darlene, for Jerry, for Lou and Harold, for Carmen and Dwayne, for James and Kelly and their family, for Drew, for Judy Ann and Bob, for Shirek and Jemen and their family, for Diane, for Cynthia and Jill, for Chris and Lisa, for Terry and John, for Janice and John, Corrine and Isaac, for Michael and Tavia and their family, and then some of the places around the world, Ghana, Greece, Syria, Gaza, Grenada. For Canada, we pray for peace. For the United States, we pray for healing. And then God, all those unspoken requests, the things that are beyond us, above us, weighty for us. God, we come to you, our good and great God, who loves us like no other. And we pray that you would come and be our grace, and be our healing, and be our peace. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus taught us, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
This morning's reading is from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God. The Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it.
Love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mark the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Wounds have paid my ransom.